V5RGM, V5 Alpha Lima.
VA3HRY, Wind Echo, Papa Portable, copy Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, Emil, VA3HRY.
Nothing hurt. It's Echo One, Echo Papa, portable clear.
VE1EP, VA3HLY.
Good to hear you in there, Henry. How are things?
Yeah, things are good. I answered you the first time. I had to call you a second time. Obviously, my transmission didn't go through the first time. Things are good over here. Hope the same with you. And I'm sorry, your testing for your kite can go off as planned. Over.
Yeah, a little disappointing, but you know, these things come up, and I think everybody's getting ready for field day, and they're just a little too busy to do the test. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll take it one day at a time. Over.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought of that. A lot of people are busy with field day. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully. What's the weather like supposed to be tomorrow, Emil?
Well, the whole province supposedly is having thunderstorms warning, and I'm not sure what... I don't think you know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'll believe it when I see it there, Henry. Over.
Yeah, unfortunately, with weather forecasting, you know, things can change without notice. And the weather forecasters can be completely wrong and still have a job. Goodness, I wasn't allowed to make mistakes at work, or they would have been on me. Oh, well. Oh, back to you, Emil.
Yeah, very good. I just hope when we put to the test that there'll be some local, because I'm thinking of that even at 600 or 700 feet, I should be able to get out about 100 kilometers in range. But if there's nobody advised of being there, then they probably wouldn't be doing the test. So I have to make sure that that the people. People are trying to check in that they're aware of the exercise, so to speak. So I have to make aware of that, too. It was sort of brought up at the meeting this morning. Over.
Yeah, you got to get the word out. You got to advertise, sort of. I don't know, 700 feet. Will you get 100 kilometers? I don't know. It really depends on terrain, too. I mean, over here, flatland, I don't know if we'd get 100 feet out of 700, if we'd get 100 kilometers out of 700 feet. Yeah, you got to get the word out. And by the way, your last transmission was getting a lot of hum with your signal. Over.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's my node there acting up. I'll go check it out anyway. Yeah, well, that's the numbers that Adrian was giving me anyway. I had a message from Scott there today as well. Anyway, we're making some waves, so that's good. I'll just have to send some emails in the morning and see what the predicament is, and we'll take it one day at a time. Over.
Yeah, if things go according to plan with your crossband repeat and that, you will be connected to the Canada Hub, correct?
Yeah, for this particular exercise, that's affirmative. And only the local exercise, the 152, I'll have to switch the mode to 146520, the simplex contest that they have here locally in the province. But for the balloon launch, or for the world peace situation, we'll be connected to the Canada Hub. Over.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm really interested in, because living where I live, you know,